Program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, just like every week, we've got an awesome show. You're going to get great information that you can apply to your life today to make your life better today. We've got Steve Chapman on. He's an attorney. We're going to talk to him about what to do and not to do when you're filing your insurance claim after the hurricane. We're also going to talk with Ivan Feld and Nikki Freed, our two experts on medical marijuana. Ivan owns the chain of medical doctors, and Nikki's the one that writes the law. So stick with us. We're going to learn a whole lot about some really cool stuff, and we're going to have a great time doing it. Wanda, rock the house. We were going to do Warren Henry on tape because I don't have my stuff with me today. It's okay. If you don't have it loaded up, I'll do it off my head. Doesn't matter.
I think go off your head.
I'll go off my head.
All right.
I'm going off the top of my head here. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've also got their Audi store up in Gainesville. I'm going to visit that soon. That's right. What do all these cars have in common? They come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What's that? Complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Bring me down, I said. Bring me down. Can't none bring me down.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, this is Jim Frieden. I'm here to help. Maybe you had a little bit of a setback because of the hurricane, but you've got some equity saved up in either your home or other real estate. I can help you cash out some of that equity to deal with your short-term issue. You call me, only one person needs to make the decision. We can commit the same day you call, and we can close within a week. That's right, I can solve your short-term cash problems by helping you pull money out of your real estate. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Again, 305-773-6300. I want to help. And why do you want to call? 305-773-6300. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with the man that's the expert on making sure you get what you deserve when you file your insurance claim. We've got Steve Chackman on the line. Steve, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
No, I'm really feeling happy. Wanda gassed me up with that good, happy song. She knows how to turn me on. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fabulous.
Now, tell me a little bit about you and your firm and help position us so that when we get some answers, people understand where they're coming from.
Sure. My firm, Bernstein Chackman & List, is a nine-person attorney firm located here in Hollywood, and we do first-party property work, and we work dealing with homeowners insurance claims.
Sounds like you're the right guy to talk to. You know, my whole place got torn up. The hurricane got in. The door flew off, the glass door. Hurricane got in, got 2 inches of water everywhere. Had the team come up. They came in. They cut the drywall to 2 feet. They're putting the drywall back. It's going to take a while to replace the flooring. But those guys, I was on an uninhabitable unit, and now I'm ready to roll. And I met my insurance guy there, and the structural guy went through already. Sounds like I'm in pretty good shape. What do you think?
It does. It sounds like you have some adjusters that are very proactive in handling your loss.
Yep. I was with Allstate, and other people in my building just took the minimum. I think they're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
So, Steve.
And one of the things we're here to talk about, which I wanted to talk about, is a lot of people don't have the reactive response that you did, and a lot of people are not that diligent in reporting claims. And I think that's important to protect oneself in the event of a loss.
Yeah, what should people start with? Okay, the storm's here. It's been gone for a week. Some people were out of town. Maybe they're just getting back. They said, oh, my gosh, look at this. What's their next step?
Sure. The first thing that people should do would be to document their damages. That is, take photographs of the exterior and interior of the property, the personal property, not just photographs, but videotape. We all have that available on our phones. And the reason we do that is to be able to prove the extent of the damages, the nature of the damages caused by the hurricane. They should obtain estimates of the damaged property, multiple estimates. They should keep the property, any personal property that's damaged, not discard it, to give the insurance company an opportunity to look at it. But one of the things that we saw after Wilma that was a real problem is a lot of people weren't timely notifying their agents and their insurance company of their losses because they think they weren't significant losses. And that's important because policies all have language requiring that the insured notify the insurance company with prompt notice or immediate notice.
Now, let me ask you. I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, my question is this. You know, my place, it was easy to see. The door ripped off. The stuff came in. The carpet went out. The bottom of the furniture got waterlogged. The guy came in. Granted, it was during the Gator game fourth quarter, but that's a story for another day. I missed that whole end of the game. It's killing me. But I took my photos. I took the video. But what about the person that didn't? And what about the person? Oh, and here's another one. My mother-in-law. The house looks perfect, but I'm going to still have it inspected, right?
Right. And that's what we, as attorneys, we promote is that, one, report your loss. Two, investigate it to make sure if you have a loss that you're protected. Because under the new statute, claims must be made within 3 years. In the old day, it was questionable when you had to make a claim. But now, the policies require prompt notice and immediate notice. Claims must be brought. And if not, insurance companies, you don't want to give them an opportunity to claim that they were prejudiced by any delay in giving notice. So now, in my opinion, if there's any question, notice should be given of your claim, and your claim should be documented.
Listen, I ran through that apartment. I took video before the hurricane. I took video on, I'll just say, the day after Armageddon to show what it looked like. I have video that shows the guys getting active and ripping the stuff up. I have video showing where it's now been cleaned. And when it's done, I guess I'm going to show video there. And then it seems to me like I'm at least got what I need to help the insurance company. I got to say it this way. Help me.
Exactly. And your policy, and you're doing everything you need to do. Policies, that's the other point, is that if your listeners did report the claim, they documented their damage, their company's responding, one of the things that the policy requires is that an insured, your listeners, cooperate with the insurer in their investigation of a claim. And it's important that they know that you do have an obligation to cooperate. You give your insurance company the information they need. You give them an opportunity to investigate, inspect, photograph, estimate the damage. And as long as the demands are not unreasonable, then that cooperation should be open.
Yeah, I have found that the people that have contacted me have been absolutely terrific, very well trained. It was, like I said, it was a Saturday night when I was interviewed and inspected by the structural guy. It's my radio show. I can say Allstate. They were great. Allstate Castle Key. The guy came in, he took his flashlight, went inside, went outside, went underneath the plastic because everything's wrapped up in plastic, Steve. It's ridiculous. And yeah. He was just amazing. He found stuff that I didn't find, and I stayed out of his way. You know, I'm a little chatty. That's why I have a radio show. But it was just great to talk to him. The structural guy came. They have their model. They put their stuff in. Then the personal property and alternative living expense, ALE, new term I learned, person called me up. And I'm staying in a reasonably priced hotel. They've ruled that my place is uninhabitable, I would say, at this point. And so it seems to me like I'm heading in the right direction. What if somebody has one of these, I got to call it what it is, substandard property insurance firms? What can they do to at least try to press the issue and get collect?
Yeah, it's important that if they have an insurance agent, to put your insurance agent on notice. It's important to pull your policy, look at the policy, put the insurance company on notice. If you're not getting a response from them immediately, give them written notification of your claim, and you have to be diligent in following up to make sure that your claim is being received and heard and acted upon.
Now, Larry, I got all excited. I'm here. Steve, let me ask you this. I got 200 people in my apartment building that don't have good insurance. They're all, I don't want to say bad words, but they're all complaining. Oh, I finally sanitized what I was going to say. Complaining. What can I tell them to do? Should I tell them to call a lawyer now?
Yeah, if they're not getting a response, then certainly in the industry, there's people that are available that can assist them in prosecuting the claims. There's public adjusters that I know do that for claims for a percentage of any recovery, and there's attorneys that will do that for insureds also.
Well, what I need for you to do is to send me an email. I now have email. Where would I print something? Well, I'll figure that out. Why don't you send me an email and I'll try to print it out with some good information for people that are having a problem prosecuting their claims. I mean, within the context of ethics and stuff. And I'm happy to share that information because people are asking me and I don't know what to tell them.
Right. No, they have to be proactive. Their claim should be received and acted upon like yours is.
Okay. Well, if somebody's out there and they're in the audience, how do they find you and how do they get more information about working with you and your team of public adjusters?
Sure. Well, we're a team of attorneys. We don't really have public adjusters in-house, but our firm's name is Bernstein, Shackman, and Liss. And my number is 954-986-9600. And we are located in Hollywood, and we handle insurance claims in South Florida. And our website is also, if you just Google our name, Bernstein Shackman, you'll find our firm website, which includes information about our firm.
Could you please give the phone number again? Because we have a lot of Jets fans. It's Dolphins Jets week. You know, they need it a little slower.
Sure. It's 954-986-9600.
Now we're getting ready to wrap up, and I want to make sure you get the number one point that people need to remember about post hurricane insurance claim issues. What's the number one thing they got to worry about?
The number one is document your damages. Get estimates. If you have expenses, keep receipts, keep things in writing, take photographs. Documentation is the number one thing they should do to protect themselves.
And then they got to do it within 3 years. They got to do the claim, right?
To make the claim within 3 years. But the policy requires prompt notice or immediate notice. So there's no reason to wait or delay. They should push that claim.
Okay. And if they're having problems, they can call you. And let's give them the number one more time.
Sure, it's 954-986-9600. And my name is Steve Chapman.
Thanks, because I butchered that the other day when I got the other minute I got excited. I want to also thank Rachel for putting us together. Somebody in your family knows what they're doing. They brought her in.
Yeah, that's true.
So
my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, she's the greatest. I want to thank Rachel for putting us together. I want to thank you for coming on and giving our listeners some very practical information that they need at this time. I know a lot of them are in shock and freaked out, and you really have helped today, Steve. I want to thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Again, Steve, one more time the number, please.
Sure. It's 954-986-9600.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve Chapman. And we're going to be back in a minute. We're going to talk about marijuana, medical marijuana in Florida. I've got my card. I think I'm all teed up to start getting deliveries. It'll be really interesting. So stick with us. Wanda, rock the house.
Yes, we're coming in low. Hold the boat steady, let it rock. Full speed ahead until we hit the dock. We're heading for home, the fishing is great. We're coming in loaded, but we're all out of bait.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I see my baby soon as I get back. Knock on the door with my pockets packed. She'll look at me, but she can't say no. We're coming in loaded, so come on, let's go.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, we're on. Hey, Juan, is that David? All right, we're putting David on soon. You tell David he's on. All right, great. Well, we're going to have David Arditi on. He's going to talk a little bit about his efforts to help the folks in the Caribbean. I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about how I can help you. If you've been affected by the hurricane and you need cash right now, call me at 305-773-6300. I want to help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll help you pull money out of your real estate right now, cash out of your real estate. I can close in a week. One person makes the decision. We'll commit the same day. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, residential or commercial, U.S. resident or non-U.S. resident, I can help. I want to help. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
The Force is strong at Marlins Park. Join us on Saturday, September 30th to celebrate Star Wars Night at the ballgame. Purchase a special event package and you'll receive an exclusive Adam Conley Stormtrooper bobblehead, including your ticket to the game. Come dressed up as your favorite Star Wars character and get ready to see some blasts to a galaxy far, far away. Plus, you'll see Star Wars characters all around the park. Come out and meet them. It's a Star Wars celebration with your Marlins, and we're ending the night with an amazing fireworks show. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/special. Events.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with my good friend, David Arditi. And David knows it's Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to pay it forward. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Hey, David, tell me a little bit about what's going on in the Caribbean and what your efforts are, and you're working with Coastal. Tell me a little bit about all this.
Sure. Can I just first extend a happy, healthy, and sweet new year to all those who are celebrating today and tomorrow, and a particular mention, Jim, to you and your wife, wishing you both lots of health, strength, and courage, as I know you've demonstrated tremendous amounts of over the past few years.
David,
so
I love you.
I just want to make sure. Aria Development Group, which is our firm, in partnership with Coastal Construction and some other wonderful local South Florida partners, are spearheading an initiative to gather supplies and raise funds to help victims of Hurricane Irma in the Florida Keys as well as in the Caribbean.
So how do people get information, David? Because I know there's a whole bunch of efforts. I want to make sure we can make sure that people know that you're credible and what your distribution concept is. Help me understand that.
Sure. So we've set up 9 drop-off locations in Dade and Broward with a lot of our partners, and are receiving supplies as we speak. We're doing a first run down to the Florida Keys tomorrow morning with a couple trucks and a couple of SUVs, primarily to Key Largo and Marathon, to those institutions most in need. We're collaborating with local municipalities, city commissioners, the former mayor, as well as the Red Cross and the National Guard to get supplies exactly where they need to be. We're also working in slightly longer term with some folks in the Caribbean, particularly in the island of St. Martin, both on the Dutch and French side, to get them supplies over time as well. We've set up a GoFundMe page, and as I said, so far we have 9 drop-off locations in Dade and Broward.
Okay, David, so tell me a little bit about what's going on with the collections. How do people find out the 9 drop-off points?
I can send them to you. Perhaps you can post them on your site.
Sure.
We can go that way.
Sure.
The primary location in Miami-Dade is actually our office at 3050 Biscayne Boulevard.
Okay.
We've accepted quite a bit over there. There's some locations in South Miami, Fort Lauderdale as well. So if you like, I'm happy to share the flyer with you, and we can go from there.
That'd be great. I'm also going to give it to the station so the station can help. Maybe they can put that up on their website as well. Now, David, what prompted you to do this?
You know, to us, this is kind of a no-brainer. I mean, we're very fortunate, and we are, you know, in close proximity to many communities who are not. And kind of putting these efforts together just seemed just the logical thing to do. When we participate in these things, we like to be very hands-on. So part of it is about gathering funds, but part of it is really kind of going down firsthand and seeing what's happening and seeing how we can really be of use on the ground.
You know,
didn't really require that much thought, just a lot of effort from, you know, a great team of people, volunteers who have been working on this tirelessly for the past week or so.
So, David, tell me a little bit. You're making your first trip down to the Keys. Is that it, tomorrow? Or?
Correct, tomorrow morning.
Okay, and when are you going to be sending out a shipment to the islands?
So the islands is a little more complex because it involves air travel. So we're working on securing the permissions with the necessary local authorities to actually land aircraft over there.
Okay. Well, listen, David, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this. You know, if anything I can do to help, let me know. You know where I'll be tomorrow. And,
absolutely.
You know, anything I can do to help, please let me know. God bless you. Healthy and sweet new year to you, your mom, that 90-plus-year-old father you have with the fabulous mustache. And, you know, just God bless. It's so wonderful to have you as part of my life. And this just shows why I love working with you. David Arditi, again, phone number and information to help get information about how to help the Keys and the Caribbean.
Thank you very much, Jim. Really appreciate it.
Can you give me the phone number and where they can go, David?
Sure. They can call our office, 212-400-0500, 212-400-0500.
Thanks again so much, David Arditi, Area Development, Cardinal Development, one of the top, you know, real estate guys in town. But beyond that, he knows that his heart can really make a difference, and so can yours. Again, David, the phone number.
212-400-0500.
Thanks so much, David, and you should have a beautiful, sweet new year and be written in the book of life, my friend.
Thank you very much, Jim. Have a great evening, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
It's my pleasure. Now we got on the other line. Who we got? We got Nikki out there? All right. Hey, Nikki, how you doing? Nikki Fried, the founder of the Ignite Florida Law Firm, woman who's helping to write the laws, implement the laws, lobby Congress and the state legislature. How you doing, Nick?
I am doing fantastic. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Now, tell me what's been going on. You know, I've been trying to get my card, and it seems like every time I get my I get everything done, I run into another bureaucratic technical roadblock. Seems like they're just not ready for what's coming at them.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, the reality is that we had the law passed. You know, constitutional amendment got implemented in this year and a special session in June. And since then, there's been over 1,000 doctors that have become part of the registry, and there's about 33 to 35,000 patients. But yeah, the registry to get the cards up and going is backlogged 6 weeks to 2 months. And with the hurricane shutting down Tallahassee for a week, didn't help the situation, but it will get fixed. I've been assured.
Now, Nikki, there's like these verticals. There's Cetera, I think, is one of them. There's the San Velasco. what is all that? Tell me what these names and things are.
Absolutely. So here in the state of Florida, we are vertically integrated, which means that a license holder has the responsibility of cultivating, manufacturing, and then dispensing of the product. And only them are allowed to do anything dealing with the medical marijuana. So they have originally gave out 5 licenses for 5 different companies to do exactly that. And then 2 more were given out based on court hearings. And then based on the law that was passed this past June, 10 additional licenses were planned on giving out. 5 are already out, so we're out to 12. And just 2 nights ago, the new application process for the next 5 came out. So Certera is one of the MMTCs that was originally one of the 5, as well as San Velasco, which is doing business as the Green Solution, which is the company that I work for, is also one of the original sets that is out there.
Well, listen, Nikki, you know, we're going to have Ivan on. You know, Ivan's the marijuana doctor. We've talked to him on the last time you were on. We're going to talk a little bit about how people can get into the system. Ivan's actually a front door for the system. But once people are in, what can they expect to happen? You know, is this like Colorado? Is it going to become California? What's on the horizon here?
Well, you know, because we are such a conservative state and it took a constitutional amendment to even move the ball when it comes to full-blown medical marijuana, I don't envision us going recreational anytime in the near future or loosening of any of the regulations. So I see this current program being in place for, you know, a good 3 to 5 years. But as soon as some of these tweaks get worked out, and you'll see legislation probably every single session to kind of go through some of these tweaks and loopholes that we're seeing. So this is kind of be the prey on for the next couple months, the next couple years. But you certainly, once you get your card, you have 2 choices basically at this point. One is home delivery from any of the licensed providers, or there's about 10 retail locations that are open up the state, and more will be coming online within the next year or so.
Now, Jess Lustig just gave you a high five on Facebook, so I wanted to pass that along, young lady.
I appreciate it.
All right. Now, listen, we're going to go to a break. Can you stick with us? Because we're going to talk to Ivan, and, you know, I may need your legal and lobbying expertise. Can you hang out with us here?
I certainly can.
That's why I love you. Maybe that because you're my niece. Okay, thanks for sticking with us. Oh, and go Gators. You heard the story about how I was with the insurance guy and missed the whole fourth quarter, right? It's killing me, Nikki. We'll be right. Oh, yeah, it's killing me.
I yelled enough for the both of us.
I love you, girl. All right, Wanda, rock the house. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. We're going to talk more medical marijuana with the marijuana doc after this. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
The Force is strong at Marlins Park. Join us on Saturday, September 30th to celebrate Star Wars Night at the ballgame. Purchase a special event package and you'll receive an exclusive Adam Conley Stormtrooper bobblehead, including your ticket to the game. Come dressed up as your favorite Star Wars character and get ready to see some blasts to a galaxy far, far away. Plus, you'll see Star Wars characters all around the park. Come out and meet them. It's a Star Wars celebration with your Marlins, and we're ending the night with an amazing fireworks show. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/special events.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
South Florida Expressways accident-free. Toll roads are once again collecting tolls as of early this morning. The one exception is the turnpike south of West Kendall down to Florida City and back. In Doral, Northwest 58th Street closed, 107th Avenue to 97th Avenue. Gas leak repair work. Head to Northwest 41st Street. This report is service of the Foundation for a Better Life. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hey, are you a realtor? You have a foreign client? Well, we have the best non-resident alien program in town. That's right. Maybe your client's an Argentinian, a Venezuelan, Russian, Brazilian, Canadian. Maybe it's a United States citizen. We can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial condo? I'll finance that. Residential condo? Help you there too. Condo hotel? We can even help you with that. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. We have private equity options available. You can call me today. I can commit today, and you can close within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having a great post-hurricane show. We talked a little bit about what to do after the hurricane. We talked a little bit about how to make donations with my good friend David Arditi. And now we're going to talk with my good new friend, Ivan Field. Ivan is the marijuana doc. We've also got Nikki Freed, who is the Ignite Florida law firm. I think we can handle just about anything with you guys. And Ivan, why don't you introduce who's here with you today?
Well, Jim, first I want to say thank you for having me again. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show. Love the show. Love the energy. And Happy New Year as well.
Thank you so much, I. Same to you.
I'm here with Rory. He's my new director of Central Florida. We're expanding up to Central Florida to help other patients.
Awesome. Hey, Rory.
How you doing, everybody?
And I'm here with Uliana. She runs all the administration for my offices and works with the doctors as well.
Hey, Uliana.
Hi, how are you?
How'd that work, Wanda? We okay on the volumes there? All right, Wanda can handle it. You just got to make sure you talk into the mic. And if you're not, I'm going to go like this. And Wanda's still going to dance and have a great time. Tell me, I.
So, you know, as you're talking about the hurricane earlier, I feel like I have to do something and help people. And, you know, just thought about a great idea. I'm going to offer a hurricane special. Anybody that comes into our office, $25 off. Just, you know, in case anybody lost any money during this hurricane.
No, that's really nice. No, that's really nice. You know, the auto dealers are doing that. I think that really by doing that, it shows that it's really the way you feel. It's all about them, not about you. And I think that's a good thing. So great. Everybody, you got $25 off. But where are they going?
Well,
how do they find you?
It's obviously you can go to marijuanadoctor.com or you can call us at 786-577-0006.
You went too fast. There's Jets fans listening and they may be medicated. You never know.
But I will say, you know, before I get into, you know, promoting my business, I do want to talk about the industry. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the black market. And since you have Nikki on the phone, I thought it would be a good opportunity because, you know, right now what's going on in the industry, you know, we're there for the patients. But it seems like people are waiting until they can actually use the flower.
And what do you mean when you say that?
Well, you know, for a lot of our patients, the oils are great and they work wonders and they don't have that, you know, maybe that obnoxious smell that some people feel.
Correct. So,
but other people, you know, are more traditionalists and they want to smoke the weed and they want to get it into their blood system. Patients want to get it in there a little faster. So a lot of them haven't really signed up yet. And I know there's a lawsuit going on right now against the state to allow the actual flower.
Now, Nikki, what's going on with that? Where is that in the whole system?
Well, it was right after the law was passed. John Morgan started the lawsuit, as we all kind of anticipated. And a couple of different plaintiffs were added, but we haven't seen a lot of movement in the courts on this issue yet. But I would imagine now the department put out the release, the application process this week, I would assume that their attention will start going towards defending the lawsuit.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are this. You know, the voters voted on being able to smoke in the privacy of their home. Basically, the bill that we voted on, or the amendment that we voted on, stated no smoke in public places. It didn't say no smoke total. So what I think that everybody has to do is that has to go call their local senator, their state representative, and say, hey, 71% of us voted on being able to use this medicine, and we want to use it the way we want to use it. It's all natural. It's a plant. It's not pharmaceuticals. You know, and they need to go back to, you know, their job because they go back into office, I think, in, what is it, January? They go back into...
They start committees. Like, when is it they start the committees and start the whole process, Nick?
The committee weeks were supposed to have started the week of the hurricane, and obviously, or last week, committees were canceled, but the first committee week back up is the second week of October.
So we don't have to spend... I'm sorry, Nikki.
I was going to say we're back in actual session starting the first week of January.
Thank you.
First week of January. So, okay. You know, we don't have to spend the taxpayers' money to defend a lawsuit. These politicians have the ability to fix it on their own. They can simply add to the bill, you know, flower in the privacy of your own home or wherever you're going to do it. Now, I think it's really important because we have a real opportunity here to regulate the market. And right now, if somebody wants to get marijuana flower, they're going to buy it on the black market. You know, this is America. People aren't going to, you know, you're not going to tell somebody what they can and can't do. They're going to, if they want something, they're going to get it. And I think we have a great opportunity to regulate so we don't have synthetic drugs, you know, from drug dealers.
So, Nikki, what's going on with all of this? Because I know that John Morgan filed the lawsuit to create political and real pressure. Is there also a parallel thing where he's collecting more signatures or bringing busloads? Or what's their plan on all this?
Well, I know there's always been an initiative to eventually get it back onto the ballot for recreational purposes. I think he's going to see through the lawsuit. And my gut opinion is, you know, as an attorney who has read the constitutional language and, you know, the industry stayed out of that fight come session. But, you know, my personal legal opinion is that John Morgan is correct on the fact that in the constitutional, it says smoking in public is prohibited, which means and implies from any other constitutional attorney out there that smoking in private should be allowed. You don't have to actually say that you can sell the flower, but just by eliminating that aspect of the prohibition on smoking would allow all of us to sell flower.
Wow, you just know how to be nuanced on all this legislation. You should be a lobbyist.
Imagine that.
I don't know. Maybe they'll send you to D.C. someday. So, Ivan, tell me a little bit about this. What are you seeing? What are you hearing from the people that come into your offices? Because you got a whole bunch of offices. You see a whole bunch of people. I've even gotten Ileana to nod.
Well, you know, people are excited to be able to get medicine that is not synthetic, that's not a pharmaceutical. They're really excited to have an alternative treatment program. And with that said, I want to mention that a lot, there's a little misnomer out there. People think marijuana is just to get high. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of parts of the plant that don't get you high. And we have anti-inflammatories from the CBD with low THC, which works great. We had a senior citizen, actually one of our patients, came in. She was on a walker. We gave her the CBD, low THC, and 6 weeks later, she was off the walker. I mean, we're seeing some amazing stories, and we have a lot of senior citizens in Florida. And I really think that people should look to, that don't want to take these pharmaceuticals and have effects in their body, should try the alternative treatment program for medical marijuana. And you can come into our office, a marijuana doctor, and we treat our patients amazing. I'm not from the marijuana business. I'm an entrepreneur of other businesses. And for me, you know, customers always come first, patients come first. And if you just go to Google and you put in marijuana doctor Miami or marijuana doctor Florida, Florida, marijuana doctor Fort Lauderdale or Aventura, you'll see our business will come up. We have over 100 five-star reviews from Google.
Let me tell you this, is that I was there. It was a fabulous, positive experience. But when I was interviewed by the doctor, that's where I first became aware of the difference in the nuance between the levels of, is it THC, in the different products. And he said, you should also get, you know, you can get two different licenses, I guess, one for high THC, one for low THC. And he said, you should get the low THC one, too, because there's a lot of things that the non-euphoric stuff can do for you. And I already know that. I know that I've taken it and it's calmed my stomach. I got like a stomach thing going on. I use it for my back. We all know it calms your nerves. So it's something that's really important. And the other thing that's happened when it's gone mainstream is that now my mom has left me alone and my wife is down for it. And so it's really something that's really becoming mainstream. And what you're doing is you're just helping people access it. You're in it for the right reason. You're in it to help people. Tell me a little bit about why you got involved. We've got like a couple minutes and we're going to roll to the next
segment.
Well,
you know, I'm a patient. I was living in California, played a lot of golf, have herniated discs. And I don't want to take the painkillers. I don't want to take the opioids. They're killing people. Everybody knows it. And medical marijuana will not kill you. Nobody's ever died from it. And it's an amazing medicine. I take the CBD during the day with a little THC. It doesn't affect me. There's no, not psychoactive. If I have trouble sleeping, I could take the one-to-one or the high THC at night. So people need to understand that this is not a medicine to get high on necessarily. It's an alternative treatment program. We've seen firsthand our patients, the success they're having. We keep getting more busy and more busy. And, you know, if I could really, you know, harp on anything, you know, our system, the way we treat our customers and the way we'll treat you, if you come in and visit us at marijuanadoctor.com, you'll be very satisfied.
Now, I want to take a break here. Nikki, can you stick with us for the last segment, too, or you got to go?
Yeah, I can try, but I wanted just for 3 seconds, I wanted to make sure that your listeners weren't completely confused by something that you said. There isn't a distinction when you get your medical marijuana ID cards between high THC and low THC. There was a distinction back in the day before the new law passed. And now once you receive your medical marijuana ID card, you are eligible for both the high THC and low THC products.
Okay, well, listen, whether that's, you know, on point or not, my real point that I want to make here is that we'll be back after this, that I went to Ivan's center. Ivan helped me get the process going. And when I ran into glitches with my bureaucratic mess, Ivan's team stepped up and helped me every step of the way. So they're a great way to make sure you get what you need. So, Nikki, if you can stick with us, great. If not, I'll be talking to you offline. Ivan, can you and your team stick one more time?
Absolutely.
All right. Wanda, take it out. Let's rock the house. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about how you can get organic medicine into your body right away without going to the black market right after this. looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-818-9283.
The Force is strong at Marlins Park. Join us on Saturday, September 30th to celebrate Star Wars Night at the ballgame. Purchase a special event package and you'll receive an exclusive Adam Conley Stormtrooper bobblehead, including your ticket to the game. Come dressed up as your favorite Star Wars character and get ready to see some blasts to a galaxy far, far away. Plus, you'll see Star Wars characters all around the park. Come out and meet them. It's a Star Wars celebration with your Marlins, and we're ending the night with an amazing fireworks show. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/special events.
What are you going to do when a traditional bank says no to your loan request, when your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? What if you have a story to tell and your loan scenario just doesn't fit into the standard box? Maybe your call would start off with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation." Well, what you need to do is call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum Mortgage, and we're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. What that means is that we're the experts at providing unstandardized loans. Hey, maybe you need a big loan for your house and your bank is telling you no because you found something in your credit report. I can help. Maybe you're a real estate investor with a large cash position in some of your real estate, but you need to pull some cash out to take advantage of an opportunity or pay some bills. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do a loan up to $15 million. We'll let you take cash out on a purchase. We'll do a property anywhere in the state of Florida. We'll finance any type of commercial property. We make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We even do limited construction deals. So if you need a mortgage and you start out with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation," I'll go, "You know what? I've got a solution." Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I can help you get a loan committed today and funded within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back and we're talking medical marijuana with my good friend Ivan Field. He's the marijuana doc. And we've got Nikki Fried. She's with Ignite Florida. She's the senior lobbyist for the marijuana industry. Welcome back, Ivan. Welcome back, Nikki. Nikki, you still out there, girlfriend?
I'm still here.
All right, my love. Ivan, we got Ivan right in my face. Now, Ivan, you brought Rory here. Rory's running your Central Florida operation. So there's people that need medicine that need help in Central Florida?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And tell you what, I'm very grateful to be a part of this. It's an amazing opportunity, and I'm very, very excited. What we're doing, we're rolling out locations as soon as possible. The goal is to get as many people as we can in the registry. We're opening up a location in Orlando, right next to the university, UCF off of Alfea. And then we're also rolling out another location in Clearwater, which is right at Curlew and 19. We're very, very, very excited about it. We're looking for potential investors to help us expand to the northern markets. And, you know, it's something that we need help to try to grow this industry and help people. That's the bottom line. Help people, educate people, and let them know the true information, not the biased opinions out there. We're really, really, really excited. And anybody that wants to hop on board and join our team, look us up on Facebook. We have a lot of great information out there, Marijuana Doctor, and we're just we're so excited. And then, you know what? I'm grateful. I'm so grateful to be a part of this because a lot of people ask me, you know, why'd you get involved? And I said, you know what? I want to go home at night knowing that I'm actually making a difference, that I'm actually helping people. And you know, I'm very grateful that Ivan gave me this opportunity. So thank you very much,
Ivan. Rory, that's awesome. And it sounds like you got some real centralized locations that are real regional. I know off of Alafaya Trail, you're right there on the Beltway. People can get there.
Yes,
and
sir.
I know on was it so Highway 41 or Highway 19?
19 in Curlew.
Okay, that's like ground zero in Pinellas. I got to say, Pinellas County.
You know what one of the really great benefits of being with Marijuana Doctor? Because if you actually move, our system set up, you can visit any office. We have to go ahead and order medicine, according to the government, every 70 days for you.
There you go. That's the key, is that if people are mobile, they need to be with a consistent application of the system. Now, we only have like 3 or 4 minutes left. Nikki, I want to let you get your last thought in. Nikki, what's the bottom line on what's going on up in Tallahassee?
Well, you know, I think that the bottom line up in Tallahassee is that we're waiting to see that this program is successful, and I know that we're all, as the industry, both the patients, the doctors, the providers, the medical marijuana treatment centers, we're all working together to make sure that this is a seamless process for the patients out there and to make sure that we are allowing our patients to get the medical marijuana that they need and that we help them get through all of the bureaucratic nightmares that are out there.
All right, Nikki, thank you so much. Drive safe, be safe, and make sure that the marijuana is safe for everybody. Ivan, your last thought.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to Curaleaf. It's the former Modern Health Concepts. They're having an open house tonight down in Dadeland. They're opening up a brand-new dispensary.
Cool.
And I want to congratulate them.
High five.
On September 30th, Knox is opening up a new dispensary in Lake Worth.
Wow.
So we're getting a lot of, you know, progression in this industry, and I want to, you know, thank all my patients, and anything you need, we're there for you. And once again, anybody that wants to visit us, 786-577-0006. Marijuana Doctor, you can look us up on Google, you can look us up on Facebook. And I want to thank Jim.
Oh, thank you. Phone number again,
786-577-0006. Hey, MarijuanaDoctor.com.
Thank you so much, Ivan, for being on the show, for bringing Rory and Ileana, the silent but beautiful face of Marijuana Doctor. We're going to have to get her on the show one time talking too. Wanda, I want to thank you so much for running the show, giving me that great music. You got to give me the name of that Elvis song that rocked my house. And I want to thank everybody for being with us. Remember, without you, we don't have a show. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the Marlins. I want to thank Warren Henry. I want to thank Next Wave Financial. I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank our guest today, Steve Chackman. I want to thank Nikki Fried. I want to thank Ivan and Rory and Ileana. But most of all, I want to thank you. Without our listeners, I wouldn't have a show. I want to thank you all. Please get through the stress that we've been having here in South Florida, and please use this event to bond together and build a tighter community. This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something does it. The other gets out of the way. So this is Jim Fried. I'm here next week because I just love doing this. We're going to rock the house again. We're going to give you great information, and I'm going to give a fist bump to Ivan right now. Ivan, high five. Wanda, take it away.
Jigga me the press people button. Nobody chat come face me with some. Like when me have 22 in a me some. Then I feel so forget the next dozen fool. Press jigga me the press people button. Nobody chat come face me with some. Like when me have 22 in a me some. Then I feel so forget the next dozen fool. Anytime you ready for now we see start war. See who love is spread it out but from the sky.
Style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. A room boy no play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. A room boy no play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy.
Oh, now we're
sit down and watch your man a live. Watch your man a own now, who a roll big. Sit down and a plan fi come put man pan fridge. Remember when you dig hole that hole you fi dig. Certain little boy we a stop deal with. Claim say them a friend and them bad mind me friend.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.